So as you heard with our readings, they're kind of a little more difficult. They don't have, like, there's some pretty hard things that happen or are said within them. And I was thinking as I was preparing for the sermon, I'm like, okay, what one am I going to choose? How am I going to present it? And I went for a ride on the dike over here and just sat by the Skagit River for a while. And I thought of how the Skagit River kind of meanders over time. It takes and reclaims some of the spaces. It recesses some. But it's always, throughout the years, probably since it started, who knows, you know, since the creation of Earth, that it's changed over time. And that it's changing course each day, sometimes with the meandering slowness that it does, sometimes with the flash floods that we might get. And that kind of tied in with an awareness that Fir Conway has gone through some changes, I'd say quite a few probably, since its inception back in 1888. Some were minute little changes. Some probably felt like a flash flood that came through and wiped things and changed how we perceived or looked at things. And with the change, I was thinking of the school year. How there are some that we can predict, like our teachers, how we're going to get to school, maybe what some of the subjects are going to be. And there's some that we can't predict. And that's including with the fall, the seasons that we change and go into. They're always kind of not quite the same. We don't celebrate some of the same ways that we used to. But that's okay, because as a community and as individually, we know that we are stronger together than we are apart. And like the river that moves and meanders and changes over the season, we too are stretched and kind of figure out how it's we to go forward. And this week, the change that is talked about in the Luke passage is tied with hospitality and blessing. And I think it's funny how, you know, not funny, ha-ha, but funny, ironic. Kind of funny, ha-ha. How the Pharisees are setting the trap for Jesus. They're like, okay, he's going to come. He's going to try to heal someone on the Sabbath, and we're going to just go at him. Tell him not to do it on the Sabbath anymore. And how Christ does, more often than not, he reverses that trap. And he sets the Pharisees and those, the guests, up for a lesson. And it's a familiar parable that we have heard probably quite a few of us over the years because it's on a 3-year rotation. And it's about the wedding banquet. And he says, for those that take the place of honor, then they might have to get moved in case someone more distinguished comes. And when the host comes up to them and says, give this person your place. And then they're kind of embarrassed I would be if I was told, by the way, you need to move. Like, okay, sorry. And do the best that I can to be less embarrassed than I probably am. And through that, he's talking about how we view things, how we need to change our view of things. As he says, kind of that divine reversal of how the Pharisees in this passage, or those Hebrews that are talking, he's talking to, view how they do hospitality, to extend it beyond their normal ways. So instead of inviting friends that they think, oh, we're going to get a new invitation to go to their house and vice versa, he's telling them to change their approach of how they invite, how they celebrate. He's telling them, instead of doing the normal, inviting your friends, your family, your neighbors, those that you know you will receive an invitation back from, he says, instead, invite those that can't re-extend that invitation. The poor, the blind, the crippled, the lame. Those that want a place at the table but are unable Because they don't get the invitation. They're not within their normal range of people that they would invite. And I like that idea of broadening our view. That's part of what change does. It broadens our view so we can see things a little differently than we would have. And sometimes that broadening of change isn't what we welcome, but sometimes it might be what we do welcome. And it's about that reclaiming of how we view things into more of how Christ designed it for us. And seeking out beyond our comfort zone and gradually perceiving the change of our comfort, that we're a little more able to do things that we normally wouldn't do. It's that stretching and meandering of ourselves, knowing that it will be uncomfortable, but eventually, or not, we might get used to it. And I like how, with this passage, that there's a blessing attached to the opening of hospitality. And it's not the blessing that we normally think, like good things, you know, the hashtag blessed. But it's more of, when I looked at it in the Greek, and trust me, that was a very hard search, because I don't read Greek. But the blessing that, the origin of blessing in the Greek is when a person calls down God's grace upon another person. That sounds a lot easier than a blessing is always a good thing, because it's not necessarily. But when we view it in the grace that God gives us by extending it to one another, it makes it a little easier. Blessings don't have that. It's supposed to only be good things, at least not to me. For us, it's remembering that Christ, as I was telling the kids, that Christ is with us each and every day. And that the breath of the Holy Spirit blows through us, bringing change about. Because as Lutherans, that's part of our DNA, is that the Spirit blows through us, evoking change, getting us, shaking us out of that comfort level that we might have settled into. And knowing that God opens our eyes to see beyond ourselves so that we can extend that blessing of God's grace to one another. Challenging us, reminding us that what makes us different from other people is that trust and relationship that we have with God. That God is always extending that invitation for the relationship to us. And God gives us a snorkel to breathe when we can't, we might feel like we're below the waterline. And he's watching and guiding us. So my question, because I like questions, remember. My question I leave you with is, how can we extend God's grace to someone who is in need this week? When you're experiencing the meandering or the gully washer of change, and I leave you with this thought. Because of God's grace, we can envision or reimagine the course of the river guiding us, knowing that change happens. And this quote is from Candace Simpson that says, "All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. As wind, as water, as fire, as life, God is change." Amen.